You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary takes us back 50 years to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for a look at his impact on the nation.
50 years ago, a children's show titled Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was added to what would eventually be known as the Public Broadcasting Service, PBS. The Reverend Fred Rogers, an ordained Presbyterian minister, had been producing and appearing in a number of children's television shows in Pennsylvania for 15 years. Rogers had a degree in music and was an accomplished pianist and song composer. My two oldest daughters watched and loved Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I remember them sitting on the floor as close to the television as possible, watching with rapt attention. Daughter Abby, several years later, watched it as well. They all still fondly recall the show. For 33 years, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood filled TV screens across the nation, and generations of children gathered to watch and listen. Mr. Rogers and his puppet characters, King Friday 13, Lady Elaine Fairchild, patterned after his sister, and Daniel Striped Tiger, talked about topics of concern to kids: the death of a loved one, physical handicaps, bullying, and war. At a time when swimming pools were still segregated, Mr. Rogers invited his black police officer friend, Officer Clemens, to join him soaking his feet in a wading pool during a hot summer day. Throughout his long career, Mr. Rogers, who died of cancer in 2003, told children that they were loved, that they were special, and that he accepted them for who they were. He once wrote, "Love isn't a state of caring. It's an active noun like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, right here and now." That's consistent with Mr. Rogers' Christian upbringing and training. He viewed Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as his ministry. As his producer said in Won't You Be My Neighbor, the recent documentary about him, Mr. Rogers' formula was to take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. We saw the documentary recently at Shreveport's Robinson Film Center, where we became members this summer. In the film, one senses the steel behind Rogers' gentle demeanor, especially when he criticized children's television programming, which was often violent. Cartoon characters bonking each other, heroes and villains wielding weapons, commercials peddling sugary products and toy guns. The film recounts when Rogers appeared before a Senate subcommittee in 1969 to argue against slashing funding for public television so more money could be spent on the Vietnam War. He recited a song, "What do you do with the mad that you feel? I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime, and what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that this feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a lady, and a boy can be someday a man." The subcommittee's chairman, the crusty Senator John Pastore, was visibly moved, saying, "I'm supposed to be a pretty tough guy, and this is the first time I've had goosebumps for the last 2 days," he said. "Looks like you just earned the $20 million. One has to be mighty cynical not to be moved by Won't You Be My Neighbor. When my wife and I watched it, there were few dry eyes. As the film ended, I couldn't help but wonder how Fred Rogers would explain the horrors taking place today in this country. The mass shootings of children in schools, refugee children wrenched from the arms of their parents, the nearly ubiquitous loss of civility. He would have known exactly what to say to our children. He always did. I wish he were still around."
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.